Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 22nd week after the Sunday of Trinity Monday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 18 through 22. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew chapter 18, verse 27. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? Matthew 18:32-33. In the gospel, there is nothing but sheer forgiveness. The lord of the servant forgave him his whole debt, and the lord expected that servant to forgive his fellow servant and release him from his debt. This is how God wants matters to stand in his kingdom. No one should ever be so displeased with his neighbor or angry with him that he cannot forgive his neighbor. As Christ points out in the context immediately preceding, even if your neighbor incurs your anger not just seven times, but 70 times seven, that is, as often as it would be possible to do so, you should drop your rights and feel remit him anything. Why? Because Christ has also done this for you. He has initiated and set up a kingdom in which there is nothing but pure grace, a kingdom which will never end, in which everything will be forgiven you as often as you have sinned. He has sent out his gospel, which proclaims not punishment, but pure grace alone. As long as this regime stands, you can always rise again, no matter how deeply and how often you have fallen away from it. One thing Christ expects of you, that you forgive your neighbor the sins he has committed against you. Otherwise, you cannot hold your place in his kingdom of grace or enjoy the good news that your sins are forgiven you. This, in brief, is the gist and meaning of this gospel. Let us pray. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, O God, for the full and often repeated forgiveness of our sins which we enjoy in your kingdom of grace. May we always be found ready in the enjoyment of your forgiveness to forgive our neighbor his sins through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. You can purchase the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional as a gift for family and friends. Find the print edition and other educational and devotional resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Join us in celebrating the birth of our Savior by attending Christmas at FLBC, December 2nd through 4th, featuring performances by the Bible College and Seminary Choirs and the Symphonic Wind Ensemble. Register for free or find live stream information at flbc.edu/Christmas.